This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, October 6th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, the Environmental Almanac on turning floodwater into backyard beauty. Also have a weekend weather forecast from Mike Sola. We shouldn't have to worry about any flood water for the next couple of days. First, a look at today's news. Despite mounting pressure to resign, House Speaker Dennis Hastert of Illinois vows to retain his position. Sean Ali has more.
Dennis Hastert has been fighting to retain his seat in Illinois' 14th Congressional District. But even if he wins, his position as House Speaker could be in play. Ethics questions brought down Hastert's predecessor, Newt Gingrich, back in 1999. Hastert says there's no comparison here.
Any time that a person has to, as a leader, be on the hot seat and he is a detriment to the party, there ought to be a change. I became speaker in a situation like that. I don't think that's the case. I said I haven't done anything wrong, obviously.
Hastert denies knowing about the lurid overtones of messages Florida Rep. Mark Foley sent to a teenage page. A congressional aide claims Hastert, or at least his staff, were fully informed 3 years ago. I'm Sean Ali.
The union representing state workers in Illinois says attorneys hired by Governor Rob Blagojevich administration are threatening its members. But the governor's office says it hired the lawyers to ensure that hiring rules are being followed in state agencies. Amanda Vinicky has more.
After finding that the state's main personnel department may have violated hiring rules, Blagojevich spokeswoman Abby Ottenhoff says the governor hired two private law firms to make sure those problems aren't occurring in other agencies. Ottenhoff says as part of their work, the firms are talking to some state employees
to ask them about their experiences with the hiring process.
But the union known as AFSCME says the attorneys are using inappropriate tactics that amount to threats. AFSCME spokesman Anders Lindahl.
Employees received a memo that said, call this number to schedule your interview. It's with an attorney that works for your department. Anything you tell the attorney will be shared with the department. And you may be disciplined as a result of what you say.
Lindahl says the union's concerned the governor's lawyers will interfere with an ongoing investigation by the FBI into the Blagojevich administration's hiring practices. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
An ecologist based at the University of Illinois suggests more research should be done before planting crops that can be developed into alternative fuels. S. Raghu says he recognizes the potential benefits of using those alternatives and reducing dependence on foreign oil, but he says utilizing switchgrass or other sources to make fuel can also yield their share of ecological side effects. Raghu, the lead author in an article in Science magazine, says the issue needs thorough research from several perspectives first.
Once we spread them across the landscape, we can't take that back, so we may as well invest the time and resources up front to do the research so in case we do encounter any potential issues, we can A, either not spread those plants across the landscape, or B, take the necessary contingent measures to ensure that we can manage those issues should they come up.
Ecologists warn that some of the crops being considered for biofuels could damage the environment because of rapid growth or excessive water use. Raghu says we should take caution with switchgrass or miscanthus as we would bring any new species into the environment. Governor Rob Blagojevich and President Bush are among leaders advocating the use of those crops to develop alternative fuels. Savoy may one day have a ninth trustee attending its village board meetings, one selected from area high schools. AM 580's Jim Meadows reports on action taken by the board this week.
The Savoy Village Board voted to form an ad hoc committee to investigate establishing a student trustee's seat. Trustee Joan Dykstra, who will serve on the committee, says the special seat would give high school students a chance to learn about local government.
This brings a positive message to students that you can be involved in the taxes of your community. You can be involved in the roads and the bridges and the all those real life governmental issues that don't necessarily get front page news.
Dykstra says the student trustee could help the rest of the village board as well by providing input about the concerns of Savoy's young people. The student trustee's votes would be non-binding, and he or she would be barred from most closed session meetings. The ad hoc committee will study the proposal and report back to the Savoy Village Board. Some nearby towns already have student trustees on their village boards, including Villa Grove and Gibson City. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Former U.S. Ambassador to Canada Jim Blanchard supports what he calls a zone of confidence at the U.S.-Canadian border. During a visit to the U of I yesterday, Blanchard said it's important to monitor the border without infringing on citizens' freedoms. Blanchard said U.S. and Canadian officials are working hand in glove to keep the border secure.
There's no perfect way to guard against those who mean harm, but I think the kind of cooperation we have is exemplary. I do.
Every week, millions of Americans cross over to Canada. Blanchard says although security concerns still run high, legislators must distinguish between the Canadian and Mexican borders.
I think it's a much bigger challenge with Mexico, where you've got tunnels and illegal aliens and guns and tanks and barbed wire. It's a much different situation. And I just don't want to see Canada sideswiped in the immigration debate with Mexico.
Blanchard said the U.S.-Canadian border traffic has already been negatively affected. He said fewer tourists travel to Canada because of an ongoing debate about required passports. For the latest newscast online, go to will.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. If your yard or sidewalks turn into ponds during a rainfall, you might find today's environmental almanac a bit eye-opening. Rob Cantor lets us in on an idea that provides beauty as well as function.
In a vegetable garden, you grow vegetables. In a flower garden, you grow flowers. In a rain garden, you... Well, unlike these others, the purpose of a rain garden isn't limited to what grows in it. A rain garden is actually a landscape feature that functions as a small-scale, temporary wetland. A rain garden typically consists of a shallow depression that is planted with shrubs, flowers, and grasses that are native to the region where it is located. A rain garden may be designed to receive water from a downspout or sump pump, or it may be located to intercept water that runs off of a parking lot or other impermeable surface. Like a natural wetland, a rain garden provides important ecological services. Chief among these, it reduces the amount of water that enters streams via storm drains during and immediately following rain showers. In this way, a rain garden helps to alleviate flooding and cut down on the amount of silt and pollution that washes into our waterways. Water that is held back in a rain garden infiltrates the soil more effectively than water that runs over a lawn, and thus it can also help to recharge groundwater locally. Also like a natural wetland, a well-designed rain garden is a pleasure to look at, and it provides a bit of wildlife habitat, albeit on a small scale. During the growing season, native flowers used in a rain garden can be a magnet for butterflies and other beneficial insects. Over the winter, the seeds from those flowers and the berries from shrubs can provide food to attract birds. I should emphasize that while a rain garden functions like a wetland, it is not a pond. A rain garden should dry up following precipitation as the water it holds filters into the soil. If you would like to see a really super rain garden in the making, check out the project on the U of I campus just south of Allen Hall on Dorner Drive. There, students enrolled in a Natural Resources and Environmental Sciences internship class are busy actually constructing a rain garden. They're implementing a design that was produced by students from another class this past spring. Beyond retaining and purifying stormwater, this particular rain garden is intended to alleviate ponding around a substantial red oak tree on the site, and to prevent flooding on heavily used adjacent sidewalks. Construction of the rain garden is being funded by U of I Facilities and Services in conjunction with the Environmental Council as part of a broader effort to develop and showcase sustainable practices on campus. If you're interested in creating a rain garden of your own, you may want to start with some of the links at the Environmental Almanac website. These include a how-to column by U of I Extension educator Sandy Mason and a more detailed online manual for homeowners. Whether at home or in larger landscapes, if your goal is to reduce storm runoff, rain gardens are an elegant, low-tech, low-cost environmental solution.
Rob Cantor is a writer with the UIUC Environmental Council. To find out more about Environmental Almanac or listen to it again, follow the links on our website here at will.uiuc.edu. Support for Environmental Almanac comes from the UIUC Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Sciences. An ideal weekend for October, maybe a little warmer than normal by the time we hit Sunday, according to our weather forecaster Mike Sola here in the AM 580 Weather Office. Sunny today, the highs from near 60 in Lake Michigan to around 70 in southwest Illinois. Clear skies for tonight, the lows from 37 in eastern Indiana to 48 degrees in southwest Illinois. And for tomorrow, sunny, Saturday's highs from 66 in northeast Indiana to 77 in western Illinois. Continued sunny on Sunday with high temperatures mostly in the 70s with some low 80s in western and southern Illinois. And then a mix of clouds and sun move in on Monday with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms possible, mainly in northern Illinois. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, October 6th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.